Morning, on Masechet Eruvin Daf Kuf Aleph. We're going to start on the Amud, new Mishnah. So Matnitin. Mishnah starts as follows: Haderet sheba mukta, v'chadakim sheba pirza, u'machatzalot. We'll see those in a moment. Ein noalim, you can't lock with them. Ele im kain gvohim and as they raised from the ground. So Mishnah telling us here. So like Rashi said, what's a delicate mukta? The door by the mukta. We know what the mukta is. The mukta is a rechava shachrei abatim. It's like a big area behind your house. It looks like a storage area. Mishum achim nakatla. Why are we choosing it as Rashi? Mishum she'ein mishtam she'im ba'atadir. It's not really a place you go to regularly. So it's like not your immediate backyard, but behind your area. You've got a bit of a further down the road there. You've got a bit of a storeroom area. Ve'ein balabait choshesh la la'asot la delet tluya kruyu v'kvua. Elis kufa k'neged ha'petach. It hasn't got a proper door. You don't really build it nicely. It's just an open area. Might have like a bit of a door frame. And you lean a plank of wood against it. Right? Because you put metil al out. When you open it, you lower it onto the ground. And all those that are suspended and that are dragged along the ground. So all of us in our minds can picture up something. We've seen something like this in a not a very sophisticated door structure. Right, or chadakim shvepiritza. Rashi says chadakim shvepiritza, kotzim shasam chavilot, like bundles of thorns. Okay, listom bahem piritza, to block up an opening. Upamim shu potra. Sometimes you open, you take it out. So I could say in our day, you could say, like maybe like a big roll of barbed wire. You know, barbed wire. Like you have these big rolls of barbed. These from the army a lot, and they've got like barbs on them. And you dump them in places and people don't go there. You might move it away, so like a big bunch of thorns. Or a machatzeret. Machatzeret are like a reed mats. Rashi says, Yashal Kanim, Shekorin Gilda. We've seen this before Glida. Right? And so you, any of these things, you've made a makeshift type of door structure. So, ain't no alin by him. Okay? He says, ain't look at Rashi there. B'Shabbat. You don't lock them. Mishum the Avid Binyan. It's like Binyan. You're over on Bonnet. Even if it's tied up and you're going to drag it, when you raise it onto the doorpost, it looks like you're building. So we've left the Indian of Eruvin for a while because you're discussing something to do with Bonnet while we spoke about the doors. And we'll see in a moment how it ties up. We'll see the next Mishnah is the Mishnah we saw before, the Machlokes Rabbi Meir and Chachamim, about standing in the Shtarabim using a key and opening up a door, etc. Moshe Raminu, being a brighter over here, right? So the Gemara asks on the steer here from a brighter to the Mishnah, and we've got a brighter that says as follows: so doors that you drag or reeds that you would drag, but kan kana nigrar. Rashi says here kan kana nigrar, saying who klish ochzin bo mechrea machrisha kashen choshin, some sort of like a top of it of like. Also, I think it's some sort of mat type of thing made from reeds, but like thicker tubes, and you drag them behind a tractor. It's got something to do with the tractor process. But yes, says Rashi, there are also those shenualim u'mamidim oto b'makom delet. Can you get up? And there's somebody to use it as well. So it's like some, I don't know, like I'm trying to think of some examples that we could relate to. Like, you know, what are they called? When they stack up stuff, like in warehouses. They stack up things on top of these like boards, these boxes, and then the what do you call it? That like machine goes in with the prongs and raises it. What they call? There's a word for them.
Pallets.
Thank you. Okay, like imagine like a big wooden pallet like that, and then you lean it, use it as a door. So that's the idea. Kan kana nigrar bisman shekshurin v'tluyin, while they are there connected and dangling. No, only maybe Shabbos you can. Pashul on Yontov, you can. So the Gemara is saying, we've got a stira. Our Mishnah says, Deret Sheba Mukze, O Chadakim, O Machatzalot, Ein Noalim. And yeah, we're seeing that Bisman Shek Shurin Vetluyin, Noalim, but you can use them. So Amrabai, Abai says that, Beshesh Lem Tzir. So the first answer we get here is, it would depend if they have some sort of a tzir or not. A tzir is the hinge, the door hinge. Right? If it's on a hinge. Right? Look at Rashi. Kashiyash lem tzir. Demucha chamil to delet kumurhi. When they got a tzir, when they got a hinge, so it's proper. Everyone knows it's a door. Varehi kshuvet liyav. No one's going to think that you're building. You aren't lo mechzei kabone. It doesn't look like bone. Okay. Rava Amar, Rava's got his own answer. He says, not b'sheyesh lehem tzir, ela b'shehaya lahem tzir. Okay, because these things are no longer permanent doors. So they once upon a time might have had a hinge, and now the hinge is broken off, whatever. But he's saying, you can still see that there was a hinge. Look at Rashi, k'shalem tzir. Ava gav dash deleka. Right, even though now it hasn't got a hinge, nonetheless, it's people can identify it as once it had been a door, and they see using it for a door, and this is not going to be considered as if you're building on Shabbos. Don't worry about it. The Gemara brings a bright here. Meiti v'adirat anigret, machzid anigret, v'kankan anigrar, same similar to what we saw a moment ago, v'smanchik shrimit li m'gavin b'naritz, v'du melo nima, n'hulim b'hem, v'im nav enonim b'hem. Right, so now the bright is very similar, but yet the bright adds in another condition. It says, Bismanchik Shurin Vatluyin. We saw that in our previous brighter. So Bismanchik, when they're tied up and they suspended. But yeah, this brighter adds in Ugvohim in Arit, as long as they're raised from the ground, even a small breadth. So what does this seem to be? A stereo. Abai is Matos to Tame. What does Abai say? Rabbi, we'll see in a moment. Rabbi Matos to Tame. Let him explain this brighter in the way that they explained it previously. Either it's got a tzir, it's got a hinge, or it had a hinge. Right, so Abaye Matar to the time, how does he explain? Or Sheyesh Len Tzir. So he says it's an either or scenario. Or Sheyesh Len Tzir, they have a Tzir, or Shevo Min Aret. Right, not that they need both, it's either or. And Rabbi Matar to the time, Rabbi explains the same way he said, Kesheya Len Tzir, or Shevo Min Aret. Or they had a Tzir once, at least you could have seen a Tzir, or they had from the ground, but neither of these explain that the brighter really needs both requirements, that it's connected and it's above the ground. Right, he says, as long as it's either or, then it would be okay. Kshayalim tzir or kshuv benarit. Right, so basically that's the bottom line. Either kshayalim tzir or kshuv benarit. It would be a similar brighter now. Kshayalim sochei kotzi. Right, these are like branches of li of thorns, thorn branches. V'chavilin and big bundles. Sheit kinan lepirtzah shevachatzi. That you again, you put them all stopping a door. You like use them to block a doorway. V'zman shekshurin v'tluyin u'alim be'shabbat. When they are suspended there and they're tied up and used on Shabbos. Sorry? Oh, that's not... Call me? Oh, sorry. Rav Ein Shechlom HaBiyom Tov. Right? The similar brighter. The Gemara should bring a couple of brighters now, which basically sum up what we saw previous. Tara Bichia, another brighter. The Rabbi Chia. Remember, we've seen this before. The Rabbi Chia was on the gvul, or on the border. Sometimes he's brought as a Tana. When it says Tani Rabbi Chia, that's like a brighter. When we say Amir Rabbi Chia is coming as an Amora. We've seen it before, right? Tani Rabbi Chia, Delet Almana. Now, what's a Delet Almana? Rashi says here, Delet Almana is a Delet Shehi Almana Mitikunea. So, in other words, it's not a completed door. It's missing different parts, okay? So, I'd agree, Eidolimba, if it's Almana and it's being drawn, dangled along the floor, so Eidolimba. So what's the hechidam itadav? What's it give us an example of the rabbana? So ikedamri chad shifa. Ikedamri the light leg gishma. Look at Rashi. What's chad shifa? Asuya mikeresh echad. It's only made of one piece of wood. Tachavada mechsek. Now, if you're using it, look like you're building. V'natan keresh b'kotel. You lean against the wall. V'enchein b'heket. There's no door. People think that you're basically building up a wall over here. That's the first answer. Ikedamri the light leg gishma. Gishma is Rashi says didish. What's that? Brichayim. Mechabrimota. Okay, so again, some sort of hinge. So either it hasn't got a hinge, or it's only a piece of wood, and look like to be clear to people, when they see you putting up it against the wall, they'll assume that you're building and you aren't actually doing a door, and these things wouldn't be mutar on Shabbos. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Hi, Madurta. Now, while we're on the subject here of Bone on Shabbos, so we're bringing now a couple of other examples of things that could be perceived as Bone. Right, so hi, Madurta. So now this Madurta, Madura, a fire, a bonfire. Right, so Hese Gadol. A big fire, right? Mimala lemata shari, mimata lemala asi. When you're going to put the wood, when you're building the wood to make the fire, we're talking about Rashi actually mentions here on Yontov. It says, yeah, shari b'yom tov, de'enze binyan o'alim. We're not talking about Shabbos. On Yontov, you got to make a fire. So you're making this big fire. When you put the bonfire, look at me for a moment. Just like when you build the sukkah, right? You put the walls and then the roof. So if you do the walls and then the roof, that would be considered bonnet. If you put pieces of wood like this, piece of wood like this, piece of wood across, that could be bonnet. If you put the, if somebody holds, let me just, this noise, I'm just, if you first hold the cross beam, and then you put the, you lift up the cross beam, then people bring the sides in, that's not considered bonnet. So I think, that's what we're saying over here. When we said, milamala lamata, lechoza aitzima elyoni ba'avi, you hold the upper wood in the air, Then you put the bottom ones in. Then you lean it on. That's how you would build it the other way around. That's not called bone. So that's shari. Then it's mutar. Okay, that's the idea. And the Gemara says, why are we talking about this, about the Madurta, right, that there's a way to build it from up down, not down up, it's mutar. He says, v'chein bi'ata, and so to eggs, v'chein kidra, and a pot of food, v'chein puri, and a bed, v'chein chavita, and so to barrels. Look at Rashi very quickly how he explains what each one of them are. He says, v'chein, this is in the last narrow answer, Rashi, v'chein b'desader ha'beitzim la gechalim al klei barzel, shekolin a griddle. Okay, look at that. He's got a griddle. I think we'll use it as a griddle, right? So say, if you want to put the eggs now to roast the eggs, put the one along the other. So don't build the eggs, one, two, three, and then two, three on top of the case. So let's do it the other way around. V'chein kadairuk namasech habaitzim. V'chabaitzim, we'll see. En mekif inshtei chaviot the shapot lehen kadaira. Don't, if you want to put the parts of the stove, don't take two pots down like this. Put the third pot on top of the two pots suspending it. So you got two and one, right? Because that's like boni, you're building a structure. Rather let someone come hold the top pot, and then slam underneath it the bottom pots, and that's how you would do it. V'chein puria, and likewise a bed, says Rashi, mita shenosin saimadakam, like a couch, more like some sort of like when you carry the royalty around. V'shelprakimi, and it's a breakable bed. It can be disassembled. V'eshtem or aroch mukaf lelulaot. It's got a long leather things. Again, the idea is to do it in a different way that you wouldn't normally do the bnia. He says, so too with the chaviot, with the barrels. He says, Keshemasada chaviot by Martef, when you're putting barrels together, like you're sorting them out in your basement, shural, making them rows on top of rows. Chaviot, shalcher, talking about porcelain ones here. Kain, kadin, a gadolin, like big jugs. Umidinakat le Rabbi Yehuda, hacha gabi matnitin. So he says, now, why are we mentioning here specifically about Rabbi Yehuda? Okay, so I'm not actually sure where that came from, because we didn't see Rabbi Yehuda anywhere. But he says that we specifically speaking here, the whole issue here is because of Bonis and Rashi and not because of Chofer. I actually underlined it, so I must have taken note of that. I'm not sure now where that Rabbi Yehuda came from. Okay, so those are all those examples. So now the Gemara is a Maaser Rabbi here. What? Oh, I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Sorry. Hi, my daughter. Apologize. There's Rabbi Yehuda in front of us, in the Gemara. Right? I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Hi, my daughter. So, right, so the Gemara says, why is it, Rashi says, why Dafka? He says, Ubidirakat le Rabbi Yehuda, achigab maditri. But our Mishnah, Shwamina, the timer for our Mishnah, the Shubinya, not Mishum Chofer. Right? So that's the whole Easter over here. We're not worried about you digging in the ground or anything like that. It's all to do with Binyan. And that's why the Gemara brought Rabbi Yehuda as well, to discuss other examples where we could relate it to Binyan. Thank you. So this Tzeduki, right? He would learn, we know that Tzedukim like to incite and to agitate. So he's a bit of a chatzuf. He says to Rabbi Yehuda ben Chananya, he calls him a chidka. Look at Rashi, chidka, mashu kakot. He says, you like a kot, you big thorn, right? And where does he get that from? Why is he calling you? He says, "Dichtiv b'chu." He says, "Because with you guys it's written, Tovam kech." Look at the pasuk over here. This is a pasuk from Micha. It says, "Tovam kechedek." Right, the good ones are like thorns. So you, a good guy, you're like a thorn. Your custom, your tradition, they're calling you a thorn. So look how he answers him. So he says to him, "Amarle shatya." Right, Shatya is like a shote, a fool, you idiot. Right, Shafil is safe at a cry. Go to the end of the pasuk. Look at the end of the pasuk. What are you getting on about? It says Dichtiv. The end of the pasuk says, look at the pasuk here. It says Tovam kechedek, Yashar mimsucha. He says Yashar. Right, look at Rashi here. He says Yashar mimsucha. Hayasharim shebanu meginim alenu kesucha. He says we guardians. On the contrary, we aren't thorns. We guardians. So the Gemara says, "What do we mean when we said, yeah, that the good ones are like chedek or like thorns?" He says, just like the thorns, the bundle of thorns. You saw, like I said, like I used the example of the barbed wire bundles, right? They guard at the gates. They're good use of God. They make a good guarding. Kach tovim shebanu meginim aleinu. So the good ones amongst us, they guard us, they protect us. Tabarachel Gemara gives another example. Tovam kechedek. What tovam kechedek? She mahadkin et harashaim legehenu. Okay, this sounds like, you know, in Rosh Hashanah, we have all those Gezer is a siman of Shelo Gazru and etc. This sounds like one of those you can add to your Rosh Hashanah Seder, right? He says over here, Shemahadkin, they squash in the bad guys into Gehenim Shneemar, and he quotes a pasuk over here. This is as well, this is a pasuk from Micha as well. It says, Kumi v'doshi batzion, right? Dosh is like dush, like grand. Ki karnech asim barzel, your horns were making to steel, uparasotayich, and your hooves asim nechoshet, nechoshet, we have like nechoshet, right? What's that, brass or copper? I always get confused, what's nechoshet? Brass, I think. The copper, okay? The adikot amim rabim, and basically beat up or push in or squash in all those different nations. Okay, so that was the end of that Mishnah, a nice little interlude. From Masechet, back to Shabbos. Okay, now we go back to the Mishnah, which we saw this Mishnah many times. We quoted this Mishnah as being the safer to the Mishnah from the beginning of this Perek, where Rabbi Meir is cholek on Chachamim. Rabbi Meir says like this: Lo yamod adam bepirshut hayachid, in a private domain, veyiftach b'shar Rabbim, and open up the door, key in the public space. So this is a bit of a difficult one, right? Because let's say, you want to open a shop, but I suppose there you're all in Shtar Rabbim. Yeah, I don't know. You stand Shtar Yachid and it's open, and there's a door between you and the Shtar Rabbim, and you stand Shtar Yachid and the door's Shtar Rabbim, and you put the key in, you're now in the Shtar Rabbim area already. Right? Or the other way around as well, Shtar Rabbim Vitach B'Shtar Yachid. He has even an easier one to understand. You're in the street now, you want to open your door house. You want to open your door. Let's say that your door is on the Shtar Rabbim, and you stay in that Shtar Rabbim, and you're in a block of flats, and take a key into the door and open the door. Your house is Shtar Yachid, your house, the street is Shtar Rabbim. Ele im kein asa mechitza gavoa sarat fachim. Now I saw a picture, we come into the end of this book, so I think on the second last page, let's get a bit of use out of it. Here he shows you a picture over here. This is the street, there's your house, and you've built like a little, like almost like a mavo, like a bit of a lobby, right outside your house. So this is a little mavoy over here that you built, so you can stand in the street and open your house. Now you're going to get permission, I suppose, to build into the street like that. You can't just go and build it, and then the police arrive and say, what are you doing? Oh, Rabbi Meir in the Mishnah said that I can't open my house unless I build a little waiting area in the street. And I want to see how well that goes down, right? So that's all, dear Rabbi Meir. So Elim Kainas, right? Amrulo, so Rabbanan said to Meir, Mase b'shuk shel ptamim. But we know of this case in the marketplace of ptamim. Now the Meshul HaShas over here says, that he quotes the Aruch, he says, Perush mochrei ofot. The ptamim, he says, V'kach katav Rav Elfas. Also the Rif. Ptamim yad lefatem, right? It's like to fatten them up. So we know that they do it with goose livers and that. What's it called? There's a word for it, right? What's it called? David Barnett? What's it called? Those fat goose.
Michael, you ask the same question every time. I don't know the answer. Michael Goodman knows the answer.
Michael Goodman's not here this morning. Okay. Rav Shayab Yerushalayim. Rashi says on the Maaseh B'Shuk, so he says over here, he has a difference. He says petamim katzavim. He says butchers. Okay, but yeah, be that as may. Right, the Shaya Bishlaim Shayu Noalim Mechinim Tamafteach Bachalon Shal Gabe Mafteach. That they used to lock and close, and what would they do? They'd leave their key Bachalon Shal Gabe HaPetach. Sorry, they'd leave the key on the windowsill next to the door. And Rabbi Yossi Omer Shuk Shel Tzimarim Have. Rabbi says it was a marketplace where they sold wool. Shuk Tzimarim Mochrei Tzim. They sold wool. Now the two things I want to comment about this Mishnah. You see clearly in this Mishnah, they opened their shops on Shabbos. Right? That's Pasha to me. Open the shop. I just want to make one correction, by the way. Yesterday, I said the big trees in Yellowstone, and Manny corrected me. I meant to say Yosemite, okay? So I got confused between the two the two parks. Those of your experts there will understand. And another correction I want to make while we're on corrections, I know that it's in the middle of a sugya here, but if you remember, we had the other day that Mishnah, and I couldn't understand for the life of me why we had, if you remember back, go back to Tzadik Chet, I know I'm just completely out of, off sync, but it's popping to my mind now. I meant to do this, now that I forgot. On Daf Tzadik Chet, we had the Omeram Shariachid. We said a guy can be in Shariachid, and he can dabble with something Shariachid, or stand in Shariachid and dabble something Shariachid, as long as he doesn't move it more than Dadan Amot, remember? And I said, why can't you move something Dadan Amot if it's in Shariachid? Who cares where you're standing? And then after the shir troubled me a bit, so I looked and I saw that both Steinsaltz and the Oswald Gemoras explain that limitation on moving something dadad amot only applies to when you're standing in Rishta Yachid and the object is in Rishta Rabim. It doesn't apply to when you're standing in Rishta Yachid and the object is in Rishta Yachid. And then it bothered me why. Look in the halacha, the Rambam brings it straight out. It doesn't even mention the other example of standing in Rishuta, Rabbi in Rishuta Yachid. All the Rishonim understood this Mishnah as being Pashut. That when you're standing in Rishuta Yachid, you're limited to that Amot when your hand's in Rishuta Rabbim. When you're standing in Rishuta Rabbim and the object is Rishuta Yachid, you aren't limited to the Darat Amot. I just wanted to make that correction. Okay, let's go back to Agumah. So now, what's the Rabbanan? So now, Rabbanan, what's going on? The Gemara says like this, I don't understand. Rabbi Meir says, Lo yamod adam shra yachid, and the keys in shra rabim, and vice versa. And Rabbanan bring him a story about a market in Jerusalem. What's going on over here? So the Gemara says, Am Rabbi Meir, Rishut HaRabim. Rabbi Meir discussing Rishut HaRabim. Umahadre inu, and they, Chachamim, answer about a Carmelite. Now, what do you mean? Why is it a Carmelite? We've seen this before, by the way. So, well, this is why it's a Carmelite. Tam Rabbi Barbachan, Am Rabbi Yochanan, Yerushalayim, the city of Yerushalayim, Il Maleid, Latotea, Nunalot, Balaila, Chayavina Lea, Mishum, Mishtarabim. If their doors weren't locked at night, it would be Mishtarabim. But the fact the doors are locked at night, Jerusalem has the status of a Carmelite. That's the Gemara's question. Rabbi Meir is discussing in the Mishnah Rishta Rabbi Rishta Yachid. And Chachamim discuss about the Shuk in Yerushalayim, which is a Carmelite. Is that not the same? Question clear? Right? Look at Rashi. Umehadru le'inu b'Carmelite. Bit me'ah, that's a question. Da'a Yerushalayim kula Carmeliti she kula k'chatzah sh'rabim. Shelo Eiruv, it's like a big courtyard that wasn't with an Eiruv. Tohil v'dlatotea ninalot b'layla ma'arvinet kula. Right? Now I read somewhere, I'm looking for it now as we talk. I don't know if it was Rabbi Chanel here, I'll constantly go to Rashi. But I read somewhere. There's a Rashi over here, which we saw already on our Basechta, right, on Daf Vav. This, we already learned this on Daf Vav, by the way. And the Rashi there says, Shter Rabim Shela, Mikavan Mishal Ashar Mefulash Vyeshba Drisa Chishim Ribui. That already it's a massive area, and 600,000 people passed through it through the main roads. So had it if Il Malay Shinualin Glatotea Bechol Laila, if they never locked the doors at night, it would be Shtarabi. So Aval, this is what's important. It says Aval Neilat Glatot, the fact they lock the doors, right? Mashvila Kachatzel Sherabim. And he quotes there on Daf Vav, Ag Gemara Avia, on Daf Kuf Aleph, where he says, and so too, at the end, in the last paragraph of the Masechta, they mention that Yerushalayim is a Carmelite. So this is very important, that a Rishut HaRabim, with walls around it, but it's got 600,000 people walking through it, by making a statement and locking the doors every night, you downgrade it, so to speak, into a Carmelite and not into a Rishut HaRabim. So the Gemara, back to our question. What's going on over here? Rabbi Meir talking about a Shtar Rabbi Yachid, and Chachamim telling a story about the Carmelite in Yerushalayim. So Amar Rav Papa answers. He says, Kan kolim shenifretu bar pirtzot, kan achar shenifretu bar pirtzot. Rav Papa's got a simple answer. He says, you know what? Rabbi Meir and Rabbanan are discussing two different times in history. There was a time when Anachinami, Jerusalem, was a Carmelite. And that's Rabbanan speaking about a story. Mary's talking about after when the walls started breaking down and there are big openings in the walls. Now, they didn't lock all the doors at night. It became a Shnei Rabbim. There's not really a machloket there between the two of them. It's not a dialogue. Rabbi Meir discussing a period in time, and Rabbi Yonah talking about another period in time, and therefore that's the first answer. Rava says no. He says, Amar Sefer Atan the Sharei Gina. He says, the Sefer over here, this story over here in the Mishnah about Maaseh Yerushalayim is coming to tell us later on about the case in Maaseh Gina. And you'll see we're going to have over the Amud, we're going to spend quite a little bit of time there talking about like these gates at the entrances to gardens or streets or houses, like a guard gate, a guard house, which had its own status of Shnei Yachid, and on either side of it could be either a Karmelit or a Rishut HaRabim. So he says that's discussing that already. Rav Nachi Amar, and this is how you meant to read it. V'chein lo yamod Shnei Yachid. So Rava almost like does a hachi kama, right? Like he says mechusere mechsera, almost type of structure. He's going to say that we also referring to another halacha. V'chein lo yamod b'shnei yachid v'yiftach b'karmelit, and open up in a karmelit, or b'karmelit v'yiftach b'shnei yachid. Ela im ken asa mechitza gvoa sarat vachim divrei Rabbi Meir. So he says that's what's missing from the Mishnah. Rabbi Meir spoke about b'shnei rabim and b'shnei yachid. That's one halacha. And then he spoke about halacha between a Karmelit and a Shliach and a Shnei Rabbim. And then Chachamim said to him, "Amru lo mas b'shuk sheptam in Shnei Yerushalayim shenuarim rechidah b'tach b'chalon shalga b'apetach." And there Yossi says, "Shuk shel tzmarim haya." Different altogether. We got two cases in the Mishnah. The first case is Shnei Rabbim Shnei Yachid. Second case is Karmelit. And on the Karmelit, Rabbi Yonah discussing Yerushalayim. Michael, we have a question for you. What's it called when they like fat feed the geese? You know, the goose livers. Something raw, grow raw. I remember it now. Something grow. What's it called? What's it? Foie gras. Foie gras. Foie gras. That's what I was looking for. Thank you. Okay, we got it. All right. So now, okay. So that's how Rav explains it. And nothing to what they have. Now the Gemara's like Tarabana, new bright. Pitchei. Now this is the Sharei Gina which we're speaking about. Okay, so now on that subject of Rava with Sharagina, now the growing is brighter now with regards to Sharagina. Tarabana, Pitche Sharagina, so you've got these openings to these gatehouses, like a guardhouse sort of story. Bisman, Chieshlem, Beit Sharmi Bifnim, Potechlo Bifnim. So now I'm not going to lie to you, I battle to try and understand this. I'm not 100% sure of the scenario here, and we haven't really got any pictures, unfortunately, to help. We've got to use our best imagination. So you've got a Beit Gina. Right, like I don't know if it's a guardhouse in the garden, or if it's a like a fancy gazebo that's locked up, or if it's an aviary, or I don't know what, or a nursery or something in the garden. But it's a Rishut HaYachid of its own, right? It says yeah, Beit Sharei Gina, so the gates of the garden, and the garden here is a Karmelit. Bisman Shiyesh Lahem Beit Sha'ar Bifnim, if there's this Beit Sha'ar inside the gardens. So the garden is a Karmelit, and this Beit Shaar is a Shnei Yachid, because it's 10 Fachim Ha, it's 4 Fachim, it's got a big roof, or it's a big enough roof. Potach, you know, Elbe Bifnim. So you can open from the inside the guardhouse, because it's a Shnei Yachid. Potach, v'noel mibifnim, mibachutz, potach, v'noel mibachutz. And if it's built outside, if the guardhouse is outside the garden, in Shnei Rabbim, then you, Shnei Rabbim, the guardhouse in Shnei Rabbim, you can do it likewise. Mikan v'tan potach v'noel, kan v'kan. Einem lo kan velo kan, if it isn't a guardhouse, Rishut HaRabim or Shnei Yachid, in other words, it's not its own Rishut, I think. Asurin kan v'kan. And so too, v'chein chanuyot ha'ptuchot Shnei Yachid, so too shops that are open to Shnei Yachid. So a shop is a Rishut HaYachid. So if you've got a shop front, let's say, I don't know, like in a shuk, you've got a big street walking path and your shop opens up, you're standing down the street, you can't open the door. So now in a scenario like that, where you've got this, your door front is on the street. When the lock is beneath 10 tfachim, right? So we know 10 tfachim is still Rishut HaRabim. So mevi maftayach mi'erev Shabbat, you bring the key erev Shabbos, umeinicho be'iskupa, and put it on the iskupa. Now look at Rashi over here. Umeinicho be'iskupa, right? So good Rashi the Vachain Chanuyot. Look how many fresh high Vachain the Biskupot Karmi beginner Kamar. Because the Iskupa we assume is a Karmelit, right? Sharei Chanuyot, Pamim Sheminulehim Gvohin, Pamim Shehin Nemuchin, Lefichach Natan Mehem Chiluk. That's why we make the distinction between when the keys are above 10 and below 10. It says over here, Mevi Petach, right? And Lemachar, you put it on the Iskupa, and like I'm saying, I think Iskupi has a Karmelit at the moment, right, on the porch area. And lemachar poteach v'noel, tomorrow you unlock and lock, u'machzir li skupa, and you return the key back to the skupa. Look at Rashi, yeah? Come first, the mehachash shmein and dahar, he says, from this halacha over here, that you can return the key back from the lock into the skupa. Now the lock, if it's beneath ten tvachim, is rishut harabim. And you can return this key back to the skupa, to the lock. Look what he says over here, Rashi. He says, "Lekame first mihacha from Yashmainan, the Hadar by Rabbi Meir Mishare Gina. Rabbi Meir's changed his tune from the original halacha we learned that Rabbi brought that extra halacha there about Share Gina with the Carmelit. Velo Gazar by Mishare Rabbi, but she loyt out of the Carmelit. He says, "Yeah, Rabbi Meir is not arguing over here. That here you can now. He's agreeing. He's changed his mind. He said you can now move the key from Share Rabbi to the Carmelit." It's wide 4, but not 10. Huh? You take the key from there. And now he says as follows. When you've got this lock, what's the problem? You're bringing it from the key, from the scooper into the lock. And we're going to see in a moment that the lock itself is also a Carmelit. Okay, that's really what's happening over here. Isn't worried that you might bring it outside the scooper. So it's on the scooper, from the scooper to the lock, seems to be okay. Looks back in the Gemara. And when that's when it's below 10. When it's above 10, it's already makom tor. And you leave it in the lock. I don't know how very good that is, right? Why have a lock if you're leaving the key in the lock? But I suppose it's hidden in the lock somewhere. Not like, it's not a lock like ours. It's funny, we've looked, there's a picture over here actually. It's like a big square sort of thing, which is, it's a big space. Right, and then you bring it, put it back in its place. Rashi says here, le'iskupa. So there's a bit of a confusion going on over here, if you ask me. Because on the one hand, we said the first example was below 10 from the scooper to the lock and back. Now, as you bring it into the lock and you leave it in the lock, and then you put it back in the komo to the scooper. So I'm not sure why you're suddenly bringing it back to the scooper. I don't understand. Dear Rabbi, this is all Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Meir is the one who's now allowing you. That's what Rashi says. From the other side, Rabbi Meir has gone back and is now allowing you to move something back onto a Carmelit. Right, from Carmelit, I'm not worrying about it. And Chachamim says that make a difference where the lock is, above or below. You can always leave it on the iskupa and you can use it back and forth. And he says, yeah, but if the window itself has got an area in it which is 4x4, then it's us, so you can't do that. Why? Because now we're going to look at the problem altogether. The window, because the window we're assuming is above 10 tfachim high, if it's got its own surface area of 4x4, it becomes a shuta yachid. And now we've got a problem. I mean, in the world of Carmelit, that's one thing. As soon as we introduce a shuta yachid into this, it confuses us all together. The Gemara says, it says, when the Mishnah said, v'chein chanuyot, and likewise shops, michlal de be'iskupat Carmelit. We're talking about iskupat v'Carmelit. Because the shop is Shriyachid, in Shriyachid. And the porch, the entrance, the level to area to the shop is a Carmelit. So hi Manu Echidami. So what's going on? Where's this lock? So now the Gemara itself is trying to understand what we were battling with early on. Where's this lock? Because if it's a iskupa, is a Carmelit, and Shriyachid and Shriyachid, where's the lock that we're talking about? What's the lock? So the Gemara says, either late bay arba, if the lock itself hasn't got 4x4, so then what do we care? Makompatoru. It's not a Shriyachid or Shriyachid. The eat by arba, and if it has got 4x4, if the lock itself is 4x4 tvachim big, baha on this le rabbanan apes bash bolu lemale miasham evi miftach maftach reshol lechem biskupa, and lemachar potach v'no elbo machzor biskupa. So I understand, and if it is right, if it has got, so if we said eat by arba, So if it hasn't got four, so there's five of my Torah. But if it has got four, that in this scenario, is this what Rabbi Nani is talking about when they said that you can bring the key, right, Erev Shabbos, and put it on the iskupa, and tomorrow open up the lock, and then put it back on the iskupa, or the chalon, or onto the window, shall go be'a petach. But how can that be? Because now suddenly the lock is got 4x4. It's above 10 tvachim. Right? And it's a shliachit, and the scoop is a karmelit. Or the lock could be below 4, a 10. It hasn't got a 4x4. It hasn't got 10 tvachim. It's a karmelit. But the window is shliachit. However you look at it, we're going to be moving between karmelit and shliachit. So Amar Abaya, Abaya says, no, Olam de'ein bo arba. We're never discussing a lock whose size is 4x4 tvachim. So the lock is never a reshut of its own, neither a karmit or shriyachid. V'yesh bo lachuk ulashli mo ledar. And this is the problem. If he has a picture, I think we got a picture over here. Yes. I'm not sure how clear you could see. If you look over here, he has the lock, and there's, I can see a dark shadow in the back there. The door is, there's a thickness here in the door. And in theory, you could have chiseled the hole into the door, and then the top of that lock would have had a bigger area of 4x4. And it could have become a potential shtayachin or a karmelit. And now we've seen, there's a concept in halacha, right? We have seen this concept of chokekin lahashlim, right? Of engraving it. We saw it with, we had it a few daf ago, many of, we had the idea of an arch, remember, of an arch door. And it was narrow at the top. The arch was narrow at the top. And the question was, Jeff, mezuzah or not? It had to be like 4 tvachim wide. And we said, if you could have chiseled into the wall, so we said, chokek lahashlim, then in theory, we look at it if it's really already much wider. So he says, that's the machloket over here between Meir Chachamim. So that's the machloket. It's a pligi. Rabbi Meir sabar chokekin lahashlim. Rabbi Meir says, even though you don't chisel that, but because you could have, we regard it as if that area is much bigger than it really is, and therefore becomes its own reshut. Rabbanan Savre, ein chokekin lahashlim, we never do such a thing, and therefore we looked at it as it is now, and it's not for tvachim, and therefore there's no problem whatsoever. It's not a rishtayachid, it's not a karmelit, it's the reshut of where you are now. So Amar Bibi Arabai, Shma Minai says, Mihamati the Klap. From this we can learn three things. Okay, this is where we learn three things. Shma mina chokin lahashlim. So firstly, we see that there is this concept of chokin lahashlim. Now, I'm not sure why he seems to say shma mina, because since we're machlokin Rabbi Meir and chachamim, and we certainly don't chokek lahashlim in halacha. But anyway, he says it seems to be there is such a concept. V'shma mina, and we see over here, hadar beri meir mishare gina. Rabbi Meir went back completely on his original stance that Rabbi introduced us to at the beginning of the Amud. Of the guardhouses, if you remember Rav's rephrasing, look at the previous Amud, the Rav Amar Sefer Atan Shargina, Hachi Amar, Uvechei lo yamod shliachit v'vivtach bekamelit, bekamelit v'vivtach b'shtayachit. Rabbi Meir has gone back on that, because the very fact that he allowed you, we saw in the previous example on the Brighter, that you could move from karmelit to karmelit, there was no problem. V'shma mina midrabanan itel drav dimi. That Rabbanan hold of this aloha, this principle here of Rav Dimi. Now, what is the aloha Rav Dimi? Dechiat Rav Dimi, Rabbi Yochanan, makom she'ein bo arba arba, a place that hasn't got 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim, which is not its own reshut, mutar libnei reshuta rabim uvnei reshuta yachid dekatef alav uvivad shlo yachlif. We've seen this many, many times before. So that's aloha we learned. And if you've got these amudim, right, like amudim, no? Pillars in a Shri Rabbi, between Shri Rabbi and Shri Yachid, and they themselves haven't gone for before, so they're a karmelit, they're 10 tvachim up, they haven't gone for before, so the guards of Shri Rabbi can stop on them, and they can sort of rest and adjust their load, etc., as long as they don't actually go from one into the other, right, via the into different Rishiyot. Okay, so sum up very quickly, about moving keys, etc., between gates. I'm not 100% sure how that would relate to us today. I think for us it's less relevant because we don't have a shnarabim when we stand in the street and we open the door to an eruv around that, to be carrying the key. Also, we don't open our shops on Shabbos, and this is really, you can see here, they're speaking about a case where they would open up their shops on Shabbos. So nonetheless, it still was a nice way to end off that sugya. Okay, now new Mishnah. Neger sheyesh barosho glustra. Right? So what's a neger? A neger of Yerukad Rashi. Neger, he says here, is a kvilya. Now, we've seen this before. He says, Yashir, tochavin oto b'chor shebe iskupa lin ol adelet. It's like a bolt. Like, you know, those locks that slide a bolt across? You slide a bolt into the iskupa, into the, like the door frame, to lock the door. Okay, that's what it is. And now, but what's unique about this neger? Sheyesh barosho glustra. It's not a flat bolt like this. It's a bolt lock with a big mound at the end. Like, so therefore, you call it a knob kiri. I don't know how you explain that in any other language in the world. But like, any of you seen like the Zulus have like these wooden poles with like a big mound at the top. You know what I'm talking about?
I didn't have many Zulus.
I had too many Zulus where you came from. Okay, that's your pick. That you lost out. Anyway, you know what I'm talking about? Like a baton. You know, like a baton. Okay, Clive's going to show us one. Okay. Right, so this is like a glustra, and Rashi says, "Yeah, shirosho ave." It's got a wide, like a thick head. V'ra'ul lebuchne lichtosh velishchok bo pilpelin. Right, you can use it like grind the peppers, whatever the case is. Oh, there we are. You all see that? Have a look at what Clive's got. Right, there we are. That's a knob kiri. Okay, that's a big knob kiri. Okay, it's also a walking stick. Also, use it as a walking stick. It's got a nice hand. Right, so. So now you've got a bolt like this with a big rush. And now what's the Havamina? The Havamina is that because it's usable for something to as a grinding instrument, so you might think it's got a Torat Kli. It's got a Torat Kli, then it shouldn't be Muktzon Shabbos, right? You know, or Kalim as a rule or not Muktzon Shabbos. So let's look at Rashi over here. He says over here, even though it's got a Torah Kli alav, nonetheless, Rabbi Rezer Oser. He says you can't use it. Ele im kain kashur v'talui bedelet. We'll see it in the Gemara. Look back in the Mishnah. Negeshim Rosh Lagusha, Rabbi Rezer Oser. Rabbi Yossi Matir. Rabbi says, no problem, you can use it. Why look at Rabbi Yossi? The Torah Kli alav. It's got a Torah Kli. Mishum glustra. Velo mechzek ebone. When people see you holding this utensil in your hand, they don't have a hava, and you're going to go and build something. It's pasha that you're going to use it to go and, I don't know, break up in your nuts or do something with it. I'm Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer, like it's maaseh b'kneset shebet Tveria. We got a story, another story. Yeah, a lot of stories today. Stuff right in a b'kneset shebet Tveria. Shayu no hagin bo heter. That they used to have a heter. They had this, obviously, this type of bolt locking their door. And they used to use it. Rabbi Gamliel and Gamliel came and they said, what are you doing? And they ushered it. Rabbi Yossi, so that seems to support, right, Rabbi Eliezer's argument of why it's asur. Rabbi Yossi says, Rabbi Eliezer, you got the story all wrong. He says, Omer Isur na Rabbi Yossi Omer Isur Nagwe. They were always us. They never used it. They were machmir because of this glustra. Ubarab and Gamliel Vaskeini, when they arrived, they hit Hirulain. They said, you know what, guys, you can use it. It's mutar because it's got a Torah Kli on it. Okay, I think that's end of Abiyah.